the Helena Fire Department and the Helena Police Department were called to the Capitol complex at approximately 12:15 this afternoon. There was a report of a possible hazardous material substance located in an office next to the governor's office. Now, at this point, we're trying to obtain some information on what could possibly be in the envelope. And it was an envelope of a suspicious nature that a mail handler for the governor opened up. So at this point, they're trying to obtain some samples to see if there's any hazardous materials located inside the building. The building's been evacuated, and the employee that did find the substance has been quarantined in another office. So again, until we can positively ID what this hazardous material substance is, then we don't know exactly which route to go. If it's going to be, we eliminated the possible threat of an explosive. We're working in conjunction with the Helena Police Department at this time, and they said there was no credible threat as far as that goes, explosive. But we're concerned about the suspicious nature of the package, and it was actually an envelope. Nobody's been injured in this incident. We're still investigating the nature of the incident. We have no idea who sent the letter to the governor's office at this time. So what we're trying to do is, again, obtain samples. Let's see the other question. I think that's any other.
So you're saying that when what are we talking about in terms of the substance? Was it powder? Was it a liquid?
There was no powder. There was no liquid at all located inside the envelope. What they did was they took a swab to obtain a sample of what was inside the package, the letter itself.
But why would they do that?
They do that to the letters. It's just a standard procedure. We have certain types of hazardous materials kits that we use, and they, inside the letter itself, even if we didn't find any suspicious type of substance, then we just do it as a precautionary measure. And we always take 2 or 3 samples.
When you say we, do you mean the fire department or do you mean
the
governor's office?
The fire department is in there. I have 2 teams in there at this time.
Yeah, but how would they have thought that it was suspicious to begin with anyway?
Well, the suspicious nature, the Helena Police Department contacted the Helena Fire Department. And what they asked is our request of, would you come and see what's possibly in this letter? And that was at the request of the mail handler for the governor. And she actually looked inside a letter and she felt that it was a suspicious nature. And I don't know how she came to that conclusion. But what we discussed with the police officer, we said we would come up and, as a precautionary measure, take a sample of what's inside that envelope at this time.
So literally what is inside the envelope?
Yes, and we're still working on trying to determine that right now.
I mean, is it a piece of paper that's in there?
Well, we're not quite sure what's in there. They found a piece of material that is a piece of cloth and it's wrapped in some tape. And she just felt that it's real suspicious at this time, so we said we'd come take a sample of it.
Sent anonymously?
Sent anonymously, yes.
The mail handler, has she shown any effects from coming into contact with?
No, she's not shown any effects of coming in contact with any substance. It was approximately 2 or 3 hours before this that she came upon the envelope. We do is quarantine as a precautionary measure to make sure there was, once we identify what the material was that was inside the envelope, then we can eliminate that as any possible side effects or health effects that would affect her at all. So once we find out what it is, then we know if we can let her go from the quarantine or if we have to get further medical attention for her. But at this time, she does not need any medical attention. She's still quarantined at this time. We're still in the middle of our investigation as far as finding out what's inside.
Where's the governor now? Did he go back home?
I have no idea where the governor is at this time. Everybody's been evacuated from the building.
Okay. When can they go back in?
When can they go back in? We probably have... Well, it's going to be a little bit more time. They got to take a couple more samples, approximately about another hour or so.
They're going back in tonight.
Well, that's possible. I really don't know if they're going back in for sure or not. It's getting later in the evening. It's 4th July weekend. I'm not sure if they'll be coming back to work or not at this point.